If someone were to ask me, what is it that I could do right now to increase my income? What is it that I could do right now as a founder of a company, as an entrepreneur, as a leader? What could I do to increase my income? I'd respond with this statement, and that is this: ask better questions. Ask better questions. How does that impact your income? How does that impact your success and revenue and what you're looking to accomplish? That's exactly what we're going to be talking about on today's episode and on the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. And as we dive into this, you will see as you ask better questions, you will immediately impact your bottom line. And asking three specific people. Okay, asking better questions to these groups of people. The first one is asking better questions of yourself or to yourself. Too often we get busy where we just start going through the motions and we don't pause and ask ourselves questions to determine one, where we want to be, and two, what we're doing to get there. When we get clear and we start asking ourselves the questions of where we're looking to go and get crystal clear on that, it will change and govern every area of your life. Because once you ask yourself, okay, what do I, in fact, I was meeting with an individual yesterday. And before I get into the question I was about to ask there, let me just show this. I was meeting with an individual yesterday and they were weighing out two potential paths that they were going to go down. And they were talking me through it. And I said, well, I asked them this simple question. I said, well, where do you want to be in 5 years? And then they began to articulate where they wanted to be in 5 years and what they'd like to see happen and what their life will look like in 5 years. And as we unpacked that, I said, okay, which of those two paths will be quicker to get you there? Which of those two paths will help you so that you can achieve a higher level of success when you get there? And he said, oh, clearly this path over here. You see, he asked himself a question, and the question was simply, or I asked him the question, but he internalized it. And the question was simply, where do you want to be in 5 years? And then asked some follow-up questions that further solidified that in his mind. And then it was easier for him to answer the question of what he should be doing now. Because once you ask that first question of where do you want to be in 5 years, then you can follow up with this question. And that is what you're doing today getting you closer to where you said you wanted to be? Is what you're doing today getting you closer to answering or fulfilling the statement you made after you ask yourself that question of where you want to be in 5 years? And so we have to get better at asking ourselves those questions and then taking the time to answer them. Because when you are clearly asking questions to yourself and you're honestly responding to them, then you then can put yourself in a position to where you want to be. In fact, as you've heard me quote TK before, the best way to predict your future is to go create it. The best way to create it is by asking yourself those questions so you know what you want the future to look like. I am stunned every day, and I know you've heard me say this on many episodes before and many shows before, but I am stunned every day how many people are living without asking questions that lead them to what they really want, that lead them to what they want their future to look like. I would guess many of you listening to this show right now, if I were to ask you, what do you want your world to look like in 5 years? You don't have it clearly articulated. You don't have it clear in your mind. And so you're operating today, hoping that tomorrow turns out well. In fact, going back to the conversation that I had yesterday, when he was asking me, Chad, which of these two paths do you think would be most beneficial for me? I paused and had to give him this analogy real quick. I said, you're asking me to determine which car you should buy without telling me where you're driving. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, are you going to be more on the highway or are you going to be more in the mountains? Are you going to be driving long distance? Are you going to be taking short trips? You know, and we were going through this and he goes, well, I don't know. I said, once you tell me the destination of where we're going, then you can understand and realize, okay, well, then this is the car. It makes a lot of sense. This is the car I want to buy. And so it was with the conversation I was having yesterday when he got clear on what he wanted his life to look like in 5 years. He's like, well, then clearly that's the car I should buy, or rather that's the path I need to take to get there. And so it became very clear for him. So number one, ask yourself better questions so that you can then answer them in a way that you know that you're on the right path, that you can say and answer affirmatively, is what I'm doing today getting me closer to where I said I wanted to be? And you can say emphatically yes, because you know where you want to be. And so everything you're doing over the course of the day is aligning with that outcome. Because as you've heard me say before, I firmly believe that you don't lack motivation. In fact, a lot of people that we think lack motivation simply lack direction. And once you give them direction, they can go and accomplish what they are out need to accomplish. But so many people lack that direction. So how do you get that direction? How do you achieve that direction? You ask yourself those questions that give you that clarity. Okay, that's number one. Ask yourself those questions. Number two is this. If you are a founder of a business owner, an entrepreneur, or simply a leader, we have to get better at asking questions to those we are working with, to those we are around, to our teams. We have to ask better questions and then prepare for the answers that they're giving. And don't simply respond with, okay, okay, okay. You have to ask follow-up questions. Today, people are increasingly, they have become terrible at listening. That's the world we live in today. People do not listen. So when you are asking your team or when you're asking others questions and you are in fact listening and you in fact follow up with additional questions that are reflective in the statement they just made to the question you just asked, you'll be stunned at how people open up to you. So many people just don't listen today. So you want to separate yourself as a leader from everybody else. Then you listen to the questions. I remember years ago when I approached one of my leaders, and I was a leader in this company, and I went to speak to the chief people officer, okay? And I went into this individual and I had some concerns. And I shared those concerns. And as I shared those concerns, the very first thing they did was respond to me with things they thought I can improve on. They did not listen. And as I've said before, and quoting David Horsager, in every interaction, we increase or decrease trust. In that moment, I shut down because the individual didn't listen to me. They not only didn't ask follow-up questions, they immediately started to point out flaws within me. And the reality is if we truly listen to our team, we truly listen to the people that we're working with to accomplish great things and ask follow-up questions, you'll be stunned at the trust that you build and the increase in revenue you will have, because you will get a better version of the people that you're working around. And then the last one is this: the people that we are trying to persuade. What type of questions are we asking them? You see, just like I'd mentioned before, people that we work with, we're not very good at listening. People are even worse when it comes to trying to persuade somebody to engage with them. Where one, we're not asking very good questions, and two, we're not listening. But let me just elaborate real quickly on asking questions. And this not only is for the people we're trying to persuade or inspire, but also for everyone that we're asking those questions to, ourselves, our teams, and of course, the individuals we're trying to inspire. And that is this: be specific in your question, meaning if you have to cause people to think too much with your question, then it becomes difficult for them to even know what to say in a response. Don't make the question so difficult, or rather so ambiguous, that they don't even know where to start. But if you ask a question that is a good question, an inspiring question, but more importantly, a specific question, it'll help the individual that is listening quickly respond. Then you can ask follow-up questions that will allow them to reveal everything. Years ago, when I was at the gym, I was leaving the gym, and my wife, Cassie, and I were leaving the gym, and the person behind the desk, I didn't really know, but we were getting ready to leave, and Cassie goes, "Oh, I need to use the restroom real quick." So Cassie runs and takes off, goes to the restroom, and she's gone maybe 3 minutes. And as she's gone, I just turned to the person that I'm talking to, that was behind the desk, and I said, "Hey, how's it going?" "Good." And we started some small talk, and I said, "So where are you from?" And he told me where he's from. I was like, "Really?" And I just did follow-up question, and just was interested in the conversation. And I was listening. By the time Cassie came back, I was telling the individual, I said, "Wow, that's tragic to hear about what happened to your sister and this." And I started unpacking some things. And he's like, "Yeah." I said, "All right, well, you know, we'll talk to you later. It was good chatting with you." And we walked out the door. And she said, "What was that?" And I said, "What do you mean?" Because Cassie walked up as we were finishing the conversation. And she said, "How did you learn so much about that individual? I mean, he told you about his sister who passed away, her husband who had remarried, and just the list was on and on and on." She said, "I was only gone to the restroom for a few minutes." And I said, "Well, listen, Cassie, if you ask a question and it's specific and you listen and follow up with additional questions, you'll be stunned what people will tell you. They will tell you everything. And what then happens then is you create a deeper connection to that individual. So much so, in a very short period of time, he told me everything. If you want to increase your income, and you want to achieve your livelihood to take it to a whole nother level, ask better questions. What is a better question? It is one that is specific and it is not ambiguous. It's one that's specific. But you know what the best question is? Really, tell me more about that. And that's not even a question, it's a statement. Tell me more about that. Or, wow, that is so interesting. People will tell you everything. Now, more than ever, is it easier to be successful? It's not harder. It's easier, because people have become so increasingly more and more lazy when it comes to communication, that if you just show some very small skills, effort, and direction, specifically when it comes to asking better questions, you'll be stunned at your results. So ask better questions, increase your impact, and increase your revenue. Now go have a tremendous day.